So his audience is kind of perplexed believers searching for scripturally constructed theology for answers. So, you know, you've read the best of the philosophical point of view, and you're like, okay, well, free will, but well, how does free will mix in with God's sovereignty? Well, okay, obviously we have free will, right? Because that's what the philosophers say. But then the new atheists have come about, and determinism has become kind of main one. So how do I, well, then I have to argue for free will, but then how does that mix in with God's determination of things? What about free will as well?
Yeah.
And so he's addressing that as his audience, the person that, wants to be scripturally sound, Christian who is kind of searching the scriptures and trying to find, well, what is the best explanation for why God allows evil, or if evil even exists?
Yeah.
He goes on to say that he should say that many books address the problem of evil with a view to providing an immediate salve to suffering readers. So, God wouldn't tread on your human reasoning and free will, and so he just allows you to carry out evil acts because that's what you do, and he comes along every once in a while and floods or fires or strikes down and kind of keeps things in line. And right. So that's what you can say.
Exactly. And so in the book here, he gives several, on the footnote here.
Sure.
He gives several books that do deal with this, you know, how do we deal with suffering on a personal basis, mm-hmm. right? That do try to provide, as he says, salve for the suffering reader, right? right? But he's suggesting that's not exactly what he's doing. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. So sometimes the question is easier than the answer, right? Well, what about evil? Well, a human free will. That's just what we want to say is the short quip answer of like, oh, well, that takes care of it because it's such a short question. But it's a very complex question, right? We can always say, well, by what standard? And oh, you're evading the question. Oh, well, your question is super simple, so I'm just making it easy for me to respond to.
Yeah, sometimes this is the way this is framed is there's a kind of an intellectual problem of evil, and then there is a emotional problem of evil,
yeah.
right? And so he's saying that he is, and then there's a theological issue with regard to evil. And so he's trying to say that he's not focusing on the emotional part, right? And he wants to go into the theological part is mm-hmm. what he's looking at, right?
So he goes on to say that this is not one of those books, but not because that he lacks empathy for those who suffer, good, but because his task will be centered on the bigger picture, how sin, evil, corruption, and death fit into the broad outlines of redemptive history.
Right.
And so that's what he does well through this, of what I've read so far, and also looked at things.